All right, let's do it to it. Wanna give me a count around, Joel, for D56?
2-1.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Alright, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza pizza.
Maybe you should quit acting like a bitch.
Big O! Showtime!
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no fuddy-duddies that'll link it bad. For the show link, go direct to DLNGS.org. And the IC channel is a linuxtech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 856 of the Lazy Link Tech Show for May 6th, 2020.
2020.
I think how it matches up. 5:56, May 6th. On the show tonight, we have the A-Man himself, Alan.
Hello, hello.
A new daddy.
Thank number, you.
Well, daddy part times two.
That time two, yeah.
Yeah,
two.
Second dad. Not new, but new second, baby. Good job. Pat.
How's it going, man?
You also have two kids too, right? Two sons?
Yes, I do.
So, there we go. And then we have Joel.
Good evening.
Who has his son. And we have Joe.
Three kids.
Three sons or?
No, two girls and a boy.
Oh, that's okay. There you go. And then myself with four girls. Yeah,
the man in great need of testosterone.
And toilet paper. You must go through a lot of toilet paper.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't use it anymore, so I bowed out of the toilet paper. It's for them, not for me. But the cat, the dog, and myself are the only testosterone in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Alan. What's your new son's name?
Cole.
Cole.
It's a Sean, a Cole now.
Sean and Cole. Congratulations. Congratulations to your wife, too.
Are you done officially?
We're done officially, yes.
So maybe, somebody got the right? snip?
She got that, yeah.
All right.
She's finished. Alan's not, though. He's already out there, like... We're going quiverful this year.
Nope. Two is enough.
All right, congratulations.
My age, two is enough.
You got at least 18 more years of fun and excitement.
That's what we're out for.
Yeah. Well, you might be retired before they graduate high school, huh?
At the rate I'm going, I'll never be able to retire.
Every time
I've tried to get a little bit saved aside, something blows up and I need the fucking money.
Mm.
Or I gotta pay somebody's bills or some shit like that, so.
As my dad's technically retired from JCPenney, but he works for Sam's Club and he makes the chickens in a deli.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody, I don't think for a lot of people, retirement is an option anymore. I cross my fingers that I can at least hit retirement age at the job I'm at. So, what I'm hoping for.
I've just fully embraced the idea that Social Security won't be there. So, yeah, we're going to start thinking about retirement. I'm going to be 50 next year, so I have at least 15 more years.
Yeah.
I say at the minimum. So we'll see what happens. But, I don't mind. It's like one of those things where I would, it's like if I didn't have to work, I probably would anyway, but I would do something that I'd rather do than what I do now. That's for sure.
Well, I think that's with anybody who, if you didn't have to work.
Mm-hmm. But, like do photography or something like that. Like I did be a couple weeks ago now where my the pastor's son got married. And I went in. We used the church streaming equipment so that their extended family could see the wedding, mm-hmm. which was nice. But yeah, it's been on my mind a lot lately. I don't know why. I won't say a bad week, just a rough week. Just lots of stuff happening, you know. I had a change that the Indian team was supposed to do last night that didn't go well. So, but we did fix it today. And then some other stuff going on, but nothing big, you know. Stuff that mostly it's just stuff that's out of my control.
That's it there.
Yep. Like I ordered this wood chipper. It'd be a week ago last Saturday. Okay. And I get it Friday. It's a great circle wood chipper. It's a brand new, you know, cheap Chinese slave labor brand probably. Get the whole thing together. There's no real damage that I can see. Okay. Get oil in it. And I get the gas tank can, getting ready to fuel it up to pull, so I can pull the rip cord the first time. And the gas is leaking straight through it somewhere. And I'm like, where in the world? There is a fuel switch, the on-off switch, essentially, on the front. And I posted in the IRC a little bit ago where it's basically just put together with like these pop rivet kind of things. And one of the rivets like never really went right. So so it just leaks right out the bottom of that switch. And now I can't go. And it's not necessarily because this is how they really are, although it could be wrong. But I think it's mostly because of the pandemic. I can't get hold of anybody there, you know, either by phone or email. I sent like Monday or Sunday, I sent them an email or via their contact page, and I haven't heard anything. And I called and left them a voicemail, and I want to try and call tomorrow. But I think another thing I want to try and do is, it's one of those things where I don't mind, you know, I want them to actually ship me just a replacement switch. I'm not packing this, unassembling this damn thing and shipping it back.
Well, it sounds like some of the reviews, they just send out replacement parts, don't they?
Yeah. Generally, I think, yeah, the reviews generally have said that, but I think now, mostly, I think my biggest problem is the pandemic, because I know that, because, like, if you call their voice number during the day, you get something like that, you know, some sort of message like that our office is closed. You know,
we're burning to the ground. Our office is closed.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
Maybe they had a fuel switch in their office and it leaked and cut off.
Yeah, maybe.
I was just going there too.
Maybe. Luckily, it's not hard to put it on. It's like one Allen nut or bolt. I mean, one Allen bolt in the front. And then you just pull the two fuel lines off of it and that's it. I mean, it's real easy to put on. So it's like maybe a $5 part at most, you know? And it's like, if I can find, and I found one that might work at Lowe's. It's designed for a lawn tractor. The only problem is the ends of it are too big to go on the hose. So, I'm going to try, call them tomorrow again, hopefully. And then I'm also going to pick up the phone and call a couple of local places around here.
I should return people. I gotta put my son to bed. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So the part where you picture that there's supposed to be a rivet in that part that holds that down.
Yep. Pretty much.
And without it, it just
leaks fuel. Yeah. I think the next thing I could try, if I can find a replacement for that, is I could try getting a self-tapping screw or something and screw it down and see if that works. I mean, as long as it holds it so the fuel goes through and gets to the engine and starts and runs the motor, I don't really care what it looks like, you know? But The meantime, I got a pile of brush in my backyard that I need to clear up. Yeah.
It seems like, you know, this company has a decent product that, like, but, like, there's something wrong with their assembly / shipping line. That
I think it's most. So I think they fixed the shipping thing because the box was really nice actually that it came in. It wasn't, you know. So this wasn't from shipping, and I don't think it was from assembly. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It's, let me tell you, it's freaking heavy too. Getting the engine, because the engine and the bottom part, the round part where all the choppy bits are, that all comes attached. Basically, essentially, all you got to do is you put a like there's a foot in front of it you put the two wheels on, and you put the hopper and a handle on top of the hopper, as well as the little safety guard in the top, and that's really it. I mean, it's not that difficult to put together. It takes a while because it's kind of funky, and the oil fill is for the engine is in a weird spot. It's like right next to like the bottom part of the of the chipper, and it's kind of a pain, and I had to kind of tilt it up on its side so I'd get oil to go in the motor. And then that was fun because I was sitting on the ground holding it, and my wife was also tilting it too to try and help. So, but it's like I still got like the whole thing sitting on top of my leg, and it's like, But I got, you know, like I said, got all that together. I get ready. I'm like, I'm chipping me some wood. And I'm like, there's stuff on the ground. And I'm like, oh, great. My wife was pissed. But, oh, well. It'll get done when it gets done. I really don't care at this point. You know, if I can't get it fixed right away, I'm probably just going to. See if that my wife. I don't know why, but my father-in-law seemed to have found a guy that can do it for like a couple $100, and I'm like, yeah, it's looking real attractive right now.
What, to get rid of your brush?
Yeah.
Why don't you just burn it, man?
That's actually a thought as well.
I thought you were getting a fire pit.
Yeah, that's a thought as well. You know, because it'll take a while to burn all that I have, but
get a fire pit, a couple of skewers,
get some starter logs, and
roll some hot dogs over there, and then some.
I got some Nathan's in there.
There you go, some kebabs, man. You got yourself a party every couple of nights a week if you got that much.
Mm-hmm. I had that. Some hamburgers tonight, although I did them on my Foreman grill. We used one thing I did there since I just haven't gotten around to get. I have a propane grill. I need to get a tank refilled, refill I should say, of propane so that we can use the grill again. But just haven't gotten around to it. But one kind of trick I discovered: I still had some liquid smoke from when I made some beef jerky in the fridge. And I just put a few drops of that on each side of the burger while it's on the Foreman grill, and actually it does a really good job. It comes out really with a really good flavor. But I had just cheese and this maple bacon onion jam, which was really good on a burger.
That's the one you're always talking about, right?
Yep, the one I talked about last week. Yeah. And air fried fries, channel in my wolf pit.
Were they fresh cut, or did you pull them out of the freezer?
Freezer. They're actually Rally's fries, which have the seasoning on the outside of them, which is really good. Okay. You don't need to put salt on them after you pull them out. And there's no grease, so. And the family's walking the dog.
And they're ringing the bell to get back in?
No, that's my ring. The ring camera will set off basically every electronic device I have somebody's at the door. When it's a motion detector. It's like today I had that hinge kit, which I'll talk a little bit about too. Because they actually got a Kindle Fire 7 tablet with this kit through a program at work called Hinge Health. And they have two programs that they do. They have one for your back. Hello,
Welcome Adam. Back, Alan.
One for your back and one for your knee. I got the knee one because I occasionally, it's usually when I discovered when my knee will start to flare up is not usually when I'm working it. You know, it's not when I'm walking or anything like that, but like I'll be sitting in the living room on the couch or something, relaxing in the evening, and it'll start to just kind of throb, you know, and hurt a little. It's not to the point where I cringe or anything. It is to the point where I'll take like some Aleve or something like that, and which usually does help with it. But this program though, it has these sensors. You strap one on your shin and then one on your thigh, and then you do these exercises like a hamstring stretch, quad stretch, things like that while you're attached to the sensors. And it also came with some bands and a nice case and all that stuff. And it all connects up to the Fire tablet. So even if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, I got a free tablet out of it that probably won't work in a year or two. Because it's Fire OS, which is essentially Android OS, which is, you know, I'm sorry, nobody really makes a good Android tablet anymore.
How old is that?
Did they ever make good Android tablets?
How dare you, Joe?
Yeah, well,
No. I have a fair point here. When they were making decent quality hardware Android tablets, there was still very little software support over a long-term period of time.
Right. Yeah, it's usually this. See, the thing that bugs iPad users with the Android tablets the most is that the apps themselves aren't really taking advantage of the extra screen real estate you have on a tablet. But that actually doesn't bother me that much. What bothers me more is the OS support. It's just like you buy it and then a year later you can't even get security updates for it. And it's like it's almost inexcusable. Because who's gonna throw something out that still powers on?
And most of them have really good screens. I mean, they look gorgeous, but you can't get the newest version of Netflix, so guess what?
Yeah. I mean, there'll probably be a little less of that with the Fire tablets, but still, it's like, you know. Right.
Well, because the Fire tablets are based around Amazon and wanting to sell you more stuff.
Oh yeah, and it's all over it. In fact, I can even use it just like an Echo Dot as well. I can use the A word with it too, you know. And of course, Prime Video is on there. So I might actually start. There's something that I noticed on Prime Video that I might start watching. Dan, have you heard of the show Upload yet?
I don't.
I think that just started the other day.
I think it might have. Yeah, it's essentially what it is in the future, near future, when like maybe right before you die or as you die or something, they upload your consciousness into a VR world called what was it called? I only watched a tiny bit of it, but that's kind of the story. Is of this guy that was real sick and was getting ready to pass away, and his wife uploads him into this VR world where you can live forever, essentially. So
I do it.
I don't know if I'd do it or not. Because to me, you know, heaven kind of, you know, as my belief is that I will go to heaven, and it's essentially the same thing, you know. I find the concept interesting. I might have to watch that, you know, watch an episode of that or two. But then, did you guys see the trailer for Space Force yet?
I did not yet. When what's it going to be on HBO or something?
I think it's Netflix. It's Steve Carell, and
oh okay, you know what I saw the ad for that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's going to be the first leader of the Space Force.
Oh wait, not that. I thought that was Upload. Yeah, that's right. That was Space Force. I'm sorry, guys.
No, that was Space Force. No, yeah. So I think that one might. I mean, it just depends. Depends on how much you like Steve Carell. And sometimes stuff I've watched with him in it, I can tolerate him. And other stuff I can't. Like I never really liked The Office at all. But
I will admit to never really watching The Office. A couple of shots, but not very often.
Episode or two, or maybe a little clip here or there, and that's about all I watched. So, it just, you know, it's like, now I'm not going to commit the geek sin here and say I didn't really like Firefly at all. I just didn't care for it. You know, it's just me. I'm not saying it's bad because I didn't care for it. I just didn't like it. You know, it's just like every once in a while you run into a geek that says they don't like Star Wars, not even the originals. But then if you have Disney Plus and you haven't seen Rise of Skywalker yet, you can see it now.
I saw it. Yes. Was it? No, Monday.
Well, you saw it in the theater too, didn't you?
No, remember we talked about this last week. Yeah? I didn't get a chance to go see it in the theater.
Were you surprised? I wasn't.
Well, did Alan, did you see it?
I did not see it, so, you know.
No, I'm not going to say anything about it. Yeah, I will say I was a bit surprised, but we'll save it for later.
I wasn't. I kind of thought that at the beginning, you know, a little bit, is just, you know, I just kind of thought what happened was going to happen. Just a thought I had. Yeah. I mean, it's no secret. In the trailer, you see Palpatine in the trailer. So, I mean.
Well, seeing as I didn't watch the trailer either, don't go any farther.
I won't. But
Alan, here's a spoiler for you.
Everyone dies.
There's a lightsaber battle.
That's right.
Oh man, now you're in the best part for me.
There's spaceships.
There's Deus Ex Machina.
At some point, blasters are fired.
Yes.
There's a resistance.
Yes, there's a resistance.
Dun, 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 dun. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
An alien.
Aliens. I was starting to watch it. Now I skipped around a little bit, but I was starting to watch some of the Marvel movies like from the beginning. So I'm on the Dark World right now. I just watched a tiny bit of the start of it. I may just restart it from the beginning.
Of what?
Thor Dark World.
Oh, Thor Dark World.
The one that should be skipped.
Yeah. I liked Ragnarok a lot.
Yeah, Ragnarok was good. The first one was good. The third one was good.
Yeah.
The second one, it was really kind of pointless.
See, and unlike some people, now, see, I've watched all three Iron Man recently, and I had no problems with everyone seems to not like Iron Man 3. I kind of liked it. I don't know why.
Iron Man 3 had, you know, like one or two okay parts in it, but mostly it was entirely skippable and sucked.
Yeah, I think my favorite part was the big action sequence with the Iron Legion, which was fantastic.
Where most of his suits got destroyed, I guess.
Yes.
All of his suits got destroyed except for one, I think.
Well, he did Clean Slate Protocol, and then he had just, what, the Mark 7, I think.
Yeah.
Or the Mark 8. I think the Hulkbuster wasn't in that one. It didn't come in until Age of Ultron, I think. But anyway, but yeah. So I've been watching some of that when I'm bored. And what else have I been watching? Oh, watching some going to the very beginning of the Goldbergs and starting to watch some of that on Hulu. Have you seen any of the Goldbergs, Dan? That's a great show.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's essentially the guy who wrote the show, Adam Goldberg. It's basically kind of autobiographical, so it's set in the 80s. So the beginning, and they don't really give you a year or anything, so they will kind of mess up some of the references. So they might have like a an 83 or an 84 reference, and then, you know, a minute later have an 87 reference. So they really don't pay close attention to timing in it, but it's still pretty great because it just talks about all the things that we used to love in the 80s, you know, like video games and Star Wars toys and all that, you know, in how that impacted his life, you know. Mm-hmm. Great show. And then that one also has a sequel that's just set in the 90s called Schooled, which I didn't care for Schooled as much just because I didn't really like the Laney character, but if you grew up in the 80s, you should watch the Goldbergs. It's been what, 7 seasons now?
I'll have to take a look at it.
Fresh Off the Boat was also a good TV series too.
Yeah, I got a couple more of those before I finished the series there.
What, Fresh Off the Boat? Yeah. It's pretty fun. See, it's over, isn't it? I think.
It is over with, yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah. Eddie cracks me up. He's just such. Well, see, that's what, early 90s, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 90s.
Yeah. And, but Eddie Wong, one of the main characters, just kind of makes me think about, if you ever seen that 80s show, which had exactly one season and was pretty awful. It just reminds me of the Asian yuppie in that show. Might even be the same actor. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you're talking about there.
Yeah, well,
I don't know that show.
That 80s show was totally forgettable.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Trying to capitalize on the success of the 70s show.
Which is far better. It probably would have worked better if they would have just took the cast of the 70s show through the 80s, I think.
But, well, it did have Tommy Chong in it.
Was he in the 80s show? I only watched a couple episodes.
Yeah, he was in the 80s show.
See, I didn't even remember that one.
He worked at
the record shop?
No, not the record shop. It was the photography store.
Oh, okay, still. Because he ran the photo mat in the 70s show.
Yeah. So maybe it was the same place. Or maybe I'm getting my shows confused.
It could be. I don't know. Now, granted, you know, I couldn't tell you what happened in any episode of that 80s show because it was that awful. I mean, it was
pretty bad.
Yeah. No, that 70s show was just so well done. But, yeah.
Yeah, he's not showing up as a part of the 80s show cast, so I guess I was getting it confused.
Yeah, you're wrong.
It may be happens. Possible. But, I mean, other than what's already out there, I don't know anything. I mean, a lot of the movies that I wanted to watch this summer are not coming out this summer now.
Yeah, they're coming out later.
Like Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun, man.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Although, I was gonna say, why?
Rick and Morty started back up. Season 4, episode 6 is out.
I have never watched an episode of Rick and Morty.
It's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's really good. What is it on? I enjoy it.
The internet?
The internet.
Oh, it is?
No. Well, I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me check and see who actually puts it out. I think it's Cartoon Network.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, it's Adult Swim.
Cartoon Network.
No. Oh, it's on Hulu, so I have Hulu.
Cartoon Network stuff is on Hulu as well.
I love Adult Swim. I used to love Adult Swim. I haven't watched it in years. Man, C-Lab 2020. Oh my goodness.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah, Space Ghost.
Brack. Oh.
What was the Johnny Quest ripoff?
Wasn't it the sequel?
Venture Brothers, yes. I love the
Venture Brothers. Is
an
great.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I wasn't a big fan of.
But, what?
Yeah, I wasn't.
I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. The movie.
Mm-hmm. When is the Orville supposed to come out? I know it got moved to Hulu only, I think.
There were some old shows on Comedy Network when it first came. Like, Comedy Network? What was it? Strip Mall and Strangers with Candy.
I remember.
I loved Strangers with Candy. That was so good. Did you ever watch Strangers with Candy, Alan?
I did, yes. That was a good show.
That was so good. I have like the complete DVD of it. I haven't watched it in a while.
Now, if you're into being skeptical about things, you should check out Penn and Teller's Bullshit. That's on Hulu.
Have you watched Killjoys? It finished up last year.
What is that on? Is that off the based off the comic book by MCR dude? What's his name?
I don't think so. It was from Sci-Fi Channel. I thought it was straight up there, so I didn't know that there was a comic book of the same name. And according to the wiki, it's not... Well, I don't see it saying it's based on anything.
No, it's not. Okay. Did you watch... Oh shit! Speaking of sci-fi, what was that?
Altered Carbon season 2.
No. This is going way back.
That was good. I actually like that season 2. Yeah.
What was the show where they were traveling through time? Like, it started off on a network, and it was
Sliders?
Like
Sliders.
Yeah, Sliders. That's
yeah.
It.
You know, I did watch Sliders. I was a fan of Sliders until around season 3. Halfway through season 3. Wait, and then things kind of went off the rails.
Was that before or after it moved to sci-fi?
I think after. Let me see if I can bring it up.
Sliders. See, and I never got into Sliders. You know, I did watch Warehouse 13, if you haven't seen it.
I did watch Warehouse 13. And that was connected to Alphas, and it was also connected to Eureka, which were all good shows. Although Alphas only did, I think, was it 2 seasons?
Yeah, I didn't get into Alphas, but I did watch Eureka was one of my favorites back in the day.
Was the third season when the main character, they replaced him with his brother?
Well, see, at first, they didn't replace him with his brother.
He left. And then
they added his brother into the show, so it was the O'Connells. Both of them were on the show together. And then, gosh, what was it? It's been so long. It was after the third season, and then Jerry and Charlie O'Connell were both there until the fourth season. It was in the fifth season that they merged them together accidentally and got the new guy for fifth season.
Okay. I wonder if I didn't see the fifth season.
Yeah, you weren't missing anything. I don't think I watched most of the fifth season.
All right, here's a show. Did anybody watch this show? I believe it was what network was it on? It was on Fox, and it aired for one season.
In Living Color.
No, Space Above and Beyond.
Oh, I heard of it. I didn't really care for it.
I love that show, and it lasted one season.
I like Dark Angel better than I like that.
Oh, Dark Angel's awesome, though.
Yes,
it was.
Jessica
Alba in skin-tight clothes, kicking ass.
Listen to Joel over there. Looks like
I was going to say, Joel, you sounded way too excited for that one. That one right there.
She's a better looking brunette than she was a blonde, because she played the what's her name in Fantastic Four?
Sue Storm.
No. Richards.
Her original name is Sue Storm, and then she married Sue Richards. Because Johnny Storm is her brother.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. But she didn't look as good as that. She was, she wasn't bad, but it's just I just like Dark Angel better than I liked Fantastic Four. And they had the what's his face playing this Ben. I don't remember. The only thing I remember about the actor was, other than his name, was that he was the main character in The Commish. Anyway,
The Commish. Did anybody ever watch the original Fantastic Four movie that came out? I think it was in the '90s.
Such garbage.
I've never watched it yet, but I think it's on YouTube, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah.
Unless Marvel got it taken down.
Oh, Fantastic Four has had so much garbage thrown its way. But then again, the original Captain America movie was pretty terrible, and then the original Spider-Man movie was so terrible.
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the 70s Captain America and Spider-Man? Are you talking about the 80s
one? I think I'm talking about the 80s one.
Because there was one where it was actually they had the one that was like the Spider-Man one where they were originally aired on TV
film.
Okay, that one, 1990, that was in the movie theater. I think the one before that where he drove around on the motorcycle with the plexiglass shield.
That might have been the one I was thinking of then, because they were both bad.
Now, see, the Spider-Man cartoon that happened in the 70s and 80s was pretty good. The TV show was awful.
Yes, well, I liked the cartoon, the one where Magneto lifted Manhattan up up into the sky, and Spider-Man was web swinging underneath it. I'm sorry, you were going to say something, Joe.
No, there were a couple of Spider-Man movies, if I remember right. But that's from when I was very young, though.
I was going to say early ones, yeah.
Spider-Man in film. Let's look that up.
God, I just looked up
1977.
Let's look up the 1994 Fantastic Four. And, just the movie poster is awful.
Now, you might not know this, but there was a Captain America serial.
Yeah, TV show, yeah.
1940s or something?
I think. Well, didn't they also just make propaganda movies back then with Captain America? And it just like he was.
So it was 1944 was Captain America. And there was similarly, there was Batman too, if I'm not mistaken. I used to have that on VHS, the Captain America series.
There was one in 1973, but it was a Turkish film.
What, the Spider-Man or the Captain
America? No, Captain America.
Oh, I think I've watched that. That one was awful. There was a Turkish Spider-Man one, too.
And then wasn't there a Japanese Spider-Man television show? Tupaita-Man?
Tupaita-Man.
Tupaita-Man.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've never watched it. Supaita-Man. Is that what you're talking about? Supaita-Man, right?
Something like that. It's actually written Spider-Man, but I guess the pronunciation is Supaita-Man. Also referred to as Japanese Spider-Man.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of that. I'll have to check it out.
It's like the late 70s. I remember was it Shogun Warriors, I think?
The show? Or the action figures?
Well, more the action figures.
The big ones or the little ones?
I had a little of both, if I remember right.
We should do a video on that, like a one of those toy shows on those. You know, like they do, like the He-Man and Lego. See, they should do one on those, like those and Micronauts too.
Have you seen Retro Blasting?
What's that on?
It's a YouTube channel, Retro Blasting.
Well, let me look it up.
Basically, he'll review toys from pretty much all over his childhood, and he also has episodes where he'll repair like an X-wing or a TIE fighter or something like that, repair and restore them, including retrobriting them.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch some of these episodes. I've been enjoying some of those kind of shows.
He actually owns a DeLorean too. And he does stuff at Dragon Con as well, which I heard that due to the COVID, the parade at Dragon Con has been canceled.
Hasn't Dragon Con been canceled?
No, it has not.
When is it?
It's not till September.
Oh. We'll see. Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun.
Yeah, so production for season 4 of Stranger Things is on hold.
Mm-hmm. I assume that means The Mandalorian's probably also on hold for season 2.
Depends on how much they can CGI it.
Yeah.
Most of it's CGI anyways.
This is the way.
We'll just pretend we're in the same place. That's what green screen is for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got members of my team that either have bought green screens for their Zoom calls or rearranged their office so that they can put a blank wall behind them so they can Zoom. If you've never used Zoom before, can chroma key your background. So, which is kind of nice. I can't do it with what's in behind me where I sit to work, because I got my 3D printer. I got too much stuff in the background. It's all different colors and stuff, so it just can't chroma key out my background right now. But if I ever get to rearrange my office, I may do that, or I've also been thinking about you can buy green screens that will attach onto your chair. So, but yeah, some people do that.
I just want to know if I can wear a green shirt and make it look like I'm wearing a suit.
There you go.
You can.
Well, I don't think you need to. You don't need to have a green screen behind you to do like a lot of that stuff.
No, but it has to be a solid color, though.
It works out better, but like.
I've never ran Zoom on Linux yet. Does it work? Does that part work on Linux? I assume it would, because it's all in the Zoom application. So
I've used Zoom, but that's it.
Yeah.
It's on the wife's computer. Past that. I won't sign up for it. I have no desire for it.
I've got a free account for it, and of course I got my work account, but I don't really, I haven't gotten around to using it yet. My thing is, and this is kind of the same thing, and we kind of talked about doing some of this stuff at church for meetings and stuff, which, because that's kind of one thing my church is kind of, we had it in the plans, it was on the back burner until the pandemic hit. And now it's kind of come to the forefront, since that's the only way we can have services now, at least through the end of May, is online. So we actually set up, there's a online service to, there's another church, like a church in Oklahoma, that will let other churches host on their service for free. And essentially, it's very much like if you've ever seen a Facebook Live stream, it's very much like that, except that it has some moderation in it. Like, for example, if somebody gets on there and they start to, I'll say act like an idiot, you start using four-letter words and stuff, we can kick them out, we can mute them and basically make it so that people can't see it. But it, we've been doing it on Facebook primarily every Sunday. And at that, it's very, like I said, it's very, very similar to that. But we're kind of going a step further than that. We're going to start doing Bible studies and stuff that are recorded and then posted later. And we're going to continue that after the epidemic's over. So, and I'm kind of working with one of the associate pastors on that. Well, we will probably more once things relax and we can meet up with more than a few people, But it's interesting stuff and stuff that we've been thinking about doing for a while. But we ran some statistics on the two or three places we were streaming on Easter Sunday, and we had at least 1,500 people watching a part of the service. Or all of it, which in our normal attendance is between 100 to 300 at most. I would not classify us as a large church. Medium size is what we are, probably. But, and lots of other people going to streaming for various things, too. Just have a good time, like we've been doing for years. How many years now, Dan?
17? I think, yeah, 2003, wasn't it?
Around that, yeah.
Actually, I was just looking, and for some dumb reason, I had the first show on my desktop.
And what was the date on it?
Why? I don't know. It's September 24th, 2003. Thank you. With Dan, Allen, and Link. And that's it.
Yes, it's coming on 17 years.
Pat wasn't a part of that yet.
Pat came on a couple weeks later.
Yeah,
it wasn't really. Yep. The good old days.
Time choice, huh?
Days where we got stories like the Hoagie Guy.
Pat got like all our guests originally. He was like, he'd bring all the guests on. He set up all that stuff.
Now we just don't have guests. That's not that we wouldn't. We would. It's just, I don't know. I can't think of who we want to talk to nowadays.
Exactly.
I started to, like a year or so ago, I was listening to Ask Noah, but I don't know. I just can't stand him anymore. He's a nice guy and all. I just, I don't know. I just can't stand the show. And I'm okay with that.
How your other shows going, Joe?
Oh, they're doing pretty good. I mean, Midcast was recorded last weekend, so was the Linux Lugcast. So they should both be out, and then it'll be not this weekend, but the following weekend that we record again.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. This is awesome news. How did we miss this? There was a new release of Window Maker on April 4th, 2020.
On my birthday.
That is beautiful. Look at that.
Oh, Dan.
What?
That reminds me. Sometime in the near to not near future, we might be doing a recording for Mintcast on window managers, and I know that you use one.
Ooh.
So I was going to see if you wanted to come on the show.
If they use absolutely. Linux.
Let me know. And I
okay.
Yes. Oh, man. I used to make themes for Window Maker. I wonder if they're still available. I can't imagine that they are. I don't know.
If you really are bored and you want something interesting to watch, I just noticed I went to the Ohio Linux Fest website, and on the Ohio Linux Fest YouTube channel, they have all of the 2019 presentations.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. And right now it's still on, but they're not till November anyway. I'm debating if I'm going down there, I'm debating. I know I live in Columbus, so I'm debating just getting a room for the weekend. Now, one thing I'm going to start working on as soon as the next set of sessions are available. I was going to sign up for it, but unfortunately, when they were offering them, it had to be my on-call week. And I didn't know we can just sign up for them and basically waste a day of work with it. I won't say waste a day, because it's not going to waste a day, but there are webinars for the Amazon Cloud Practitioner certification, as well as I think the Platform Architect one, I think. Or I forget what the other one is. Practitioner, maybe.
Oh.
And they are basically like in-person training, and they have both like an actual webinar, then they have a test prep webinar. so that you can go and take the test and get your certification. Which eventually, that's something I absolutely want to do because we use AWS. Right now, all I've ever done in AWS is reboot an instance, and that's it. One of the things I want to learn how to do is like to alter the elastic load balancers, because occasionally we'll have to like add a port. That's probably the most common thing I do is that, and then I think the next thing I need to start picking up, and I need to find out. I think there's one guy on the team that knows where it's at, but we're just going to start working on taking some of the changes that we do. Like, I got a change Friday, I think it is. Yeah, Friday, where I'm basically just going to create a directory and drop an SFTP key in it for a client. Yeah, I think one of the goals that we want to do is we're going to take a lot of our stuff that we have that we do manually like that and automate it with Jenkins.
Jenkins, hooray! Groovy done wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jenkins and Ansible. So the question is though, is where's our Ansible server? Right. Right. There's one that I got to use Ansible one time so far since I joined our team. And that was install RabbitMQ with an Ansible script. Unfortunately, at the time, the only way we got to do it was with we had to download a VM that had the Ansible server on it, and then that way, then we'd go in and we'd adjust the YAML file and run the Ansible script so that it deployed it to the right server in the cloud. So I think they started working on getting us an Ansible server that we can use. What would be nice is if each client had their own Ansible server so that we could maintain the AHS, DR hosted solutions for each client in one place. Because in every case with each of our clients, they have if they're a SQL, they don't have a Windows app server and a SQL server. If they're a Linux client, then they'll have a core Linux server, but then they'll have a whole bunch of satellite Windows boxes with things like IIS websites running on them and SAP business objects and stuff like that. So it's not just one or two servers for each client. It's a whole bunch of them. So it's like, it might make sense to have one Ansible server per client, which I think it's how our other ERP does a lot of their deployments. But I'm anxious to start learning that stuff and to get certified in that. Because that is the future. Nobody's going to be buying data centers full of servers anymore.
Amazon and Google are. So you can run your shit on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Joe and can
Facebook
run his shit
too.
On them. Yeah.
Always makes me... Now, have you ever seen... There was a... I try to remember. I thought somebody at OLF one year did a presentation on Facebook's data centers and how they build their server racks.
I believe they did.
Yeah. And they essentially have their own board, their own motherboard they use, and they don't load them, you know, like in server cases. They basically have special racks that are just motherboards, essentially. I mean, and
in reality, that's all you need. You don't need to case everything around them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're blowing enough air at them.
Well, and this has actually been a trend in data center designs for a little bit of time, where that instead of running AC all over the data center, they're running DC lines, which is more efficient and uses less. You believe it uses less energy and generates less heat, if I remember right. But the neat thing about Facebook though is basically they designed the entire room based on the boards, essentially, and have a I think natural airflow, if I remember right. They don't actually have like the big old chillers like they used to have, you know, so basically trying to be a little bit more environmentally friendly.
Makes sense.
Because when you talk in the cases of websites like Facebook, Amazon, with both their shopping, the site where we always love to go to and buy crap on, as well as all the hosting that they do for multiple companies and colleges and everything else, and the government too. You know, they're the ones that are going to have the huge data centers that are basically whole buildings that are just nothing but computers. So, and one computer might run three or four servers. So, I mean, it's not like you're only running one server per board anymore. So, that's the cool stuff. What's the matter, Alan? Tired?
A little bit.
Wonder why.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, I wish I was on furlough next week. There's so much good stuff. Like the new issue. A new release of Fedora came out in April. We got Windowmaker. What would make all of this better is even better is a new release of Enlightenment.
Maybe. I don't know.
What is
just take the week off.
Just take the week off. Yeah, I could, right? I got the vacation time.
Right?
Not going anywhere.
Like I know everybody on my team is just gonna decide to take vacation in December.
Might be one of the things I was thinking about doing this summer.
Oh my god! Oh, look at this! 2020, May 2nd, Enlightenment DR24 Alpha 1 release. This is wow! 2020, whoa! EDI 8.0 was released. So yeah, we're looking at a new release of Enlightenment coming soon.
I need to look on ODNR website and see when the state parks open back up, because I think what I'm going to try and do is see if I can look into grabbing a yurt up on Kelly's Island again. Well, we didn't do it last year. We did a tent last year, but I'd like to get a yurt this year so that I have to take less crap over with me on the ferry ride. And a yurt at the Ohio State Parks, especially up there, like they're essentially, you know, pre-set up tents, but they don't have just the tent. They have, I believe, they even have like bunks in there. You just throw your sleeping bags on top of the bunks. They have a kitchen, not a fully stocked kitchen, but a kitchen. You know, so they have a stove and a microwave and stuff like that. So then essentially, all I have to do is bring food. And our stuff to sleep in and clothes. You know, it's kind of staying like in a hotel, but not in a hotel. And a lot less work. And I can still have a campfire.
I don't think we mentioned the FVWM had a release in 2019, September 5th, 2019. They've been releasing every
nobody,
nobody cares, but anyway.
Nobody cares about FVWM anymore.
I would run it. Let me see, is it available? It's got to be 269 for the current for 31, release 31 of. So yeah, Fedora 31 has the latest. Here's for you, Joe. Tabbed Window Manager. TWM.
How's that for me?
The last release was March 7, 2018, so I guess it's still going strong, baby. Still going strong. Look at all these. You know what I never really got into was the see, I just said TWM, and that's like the oldest one, but aren't they called tabbed window managers? The one, like, Peter64 was always into these. Like, incredibly into these. Is that what it was called? Like, what awesome window manager? Weren't they called
EWM?
Weren't they called tabbed window managers?
Tiling window manager?
Was it tiling?
Pretty sure it's tiling.
Okay, tiling, so it's not tab. All right, yeah. I never really got into those. That wasn't my thing. Tiling window managers, yeah. Was rat poison was one of those, maybe?
I'm not sure. Forty-five best window managers for Linux as of 2020.
45.
i3, OpenBox, X Monad, awesome.
Yeah, Rat Poison is
TWM.
TWM actually made it on that list. I wouldn't really call that one of them. TWM was that window manager.
Delta.
Oh, D. TWM was a window manager when you first like ran. Remember back in the day when you first get like x86 running, and if you didn't set anything up, you
came on.
You got tabbed window manager. And you're like, what the hell is this? How do you even do anything? You just draw that like that box on the screen, and then it becomes a terminal. And you're like, you. Alan, I know I brought this up before. Were you there when that, I forget what that kid's name was in the lug, when he did the presentation of FEWM and how he custom set it up, and it was like the blue text on the blue background and nobody could see anything and what he was doing?
Yeah, that kid, his dad was like, did the radio station in Bethlehem.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. We would like praises because it was like the only thing his kid, I guess he was autistic or something like that. That was like the only thing that calmed him down was working on Linux stuff.
Yeah, he was good. He did a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, he was.
And I wonder what he's doing these days.
Have no clue.
But man, that presentation, he had it all tricked out. You just couldn't see anything.
I'm sure to him it looked perfectly, but when we put it on the screen, it was like, okay, nope, not going to work.
I miss the log. I miss those meetings. They were fun.
They were fun, yes.
The Dollar General Lee, Pat, that was a good one.
Dollar General Lee?
Right, Kettle. Picture a Chevy. Well, it says Pontiac, but it looks like it's a Chevy Chevette done up like the General Lee. I don't. Did they make a Pontiac out of the Chevette? I can't remember.
Chevette, little rat car.
Regular Car Reviews, a Easton, Pennsylvania based YouTube channel. I think he's Easton, right?
Real Car Reviews. He's out of Hamburg.
Regular Car Reviews.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, he's got some good reviews. I enjoy his stuff.
He's got a good sense of humor too. Yeah.
But yeah, he's got some. Actually, I saw him. I was up actually riding up by
Mr. Regular.
I actually saw him up there. I was going the other way, but I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen that guy before. I'm almost positive it's him.
one of my there's two that I really enjoyed with his. One was actually three now that I'm thinking about it. The Saturn AC2, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Then the one he did on the LS swapped Winnebago.
Yes, that was funny, that one there.
That was freaking hilarious, man. Put a Corvette engine in a Winnebago. And then the Centurion, regular car review Centurion. I wanted to say just Centurion, but it's basically
Yeah, they were tow vehicles for fifth wheel trailers. Right.
But, and it's mostly by the farmers who go into like the fairs and stuff. They'll tow their horses in and stuff, and then they'll sleep in the back because they can fold the back seats down into.
My parents used to, when I was younger, my parents did a lot of camping, and we knew a guy that actually had
customized
one of those. It was he got that along with the matching fifth wheel trailer for it. It was a really nice setup.
That was fun. I just went in and out.
didn't sound like you went anywhere.
It was the 1986 Ford E350 Centurion van truck.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then there's the one he did of driving a kit conversion car that was near perfect. It had the steering wheel and everything, and he says, "I always wanted to drive it, and now that I have, I don't want to drive it anymore." He said, "It sucked. It was horrible. That yoke thing would come this close to smacking you in the nuts whenever you're making a turn." Now the Saturn SC2 video was just pure, because it was just pure comedy gold. Because the 90s cars pretty much all kind of sucked. I mean, I don't care who made them; they all kind of sucked in their own way. Everything was so damn cheap on them. And they never lasted. That's like the only reason I'm a little bit jealous of Link living in California is the fact that he can actually find some old cars that aren't rusted out to hell.
Well, it depends. He's bustled by the ocean, so you still have,
right,
you know, a lot of salt and stuff down there from, and just the ocean coming, the ocean breezes and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
But I still, when I was driving around, I would still see like maybe 90s and 91 era trucks that were still look like they were practically brand new on the outside of them. I mean,
it's possible to keep a vehicle looking nice no matter where you are. It just takes work, that's all.
Yeah, well, unless you live in Pennsylvania or Ohio and you got salt splashing up underneath of it, and yeah.
But again, if you take it through the wash regularly and stuff, I mean, it's, you can still keep them nice.
Which reminds me, I need to go get an oil change out of my car. Oh, excuse me.
I need to find another vehicle, but...
Find another vehicle? What happened? She wrecked the other one?
No, but the Prius is getting up there in age. I mean, it's got 218,000 on it right now.
I think it's minivan time.
Well, it's not minivan. I fucking do no minivan, but it just
you need to get a minivan or a crossover.
Well, I have a Subaru, so that's close enough for that.
Right.
But it's just that it's gotten to the point now. It's due for inspection, actually next month I think it is, and I already know that it's not going to pass anyways because I've got a
why wouldn't it pass?
I've got a headlight out and it's the ballast. on it, just because it's got the HV headlights, whatever the hell they're called. So
HID. It's
whatever they are.
High intensity.
HID, yes. So I know the ballast is bad on that one. And even though it's not an expensive thing to fix, I'm worried about all the other things. You know, the fact that now that it's not being used at all. I mean, I went to start it up to take it up to Allentown because there's a Costco up there for gas and it's really cheap.
Right.
And I started up. I thought the engine was going to vibrate itself out the fucking car until it actually got warmed up and everything and running. And, you know, I looked at the check engine light, you know, it's like some days it's on, some days it's off, some days it's on. And the last time I looked at it, it had like 7 errors on there. It was like 3 of them being like misfires and stuff.
Yeah, it's about dead.
So I killed off the light last year. And it snuck through on that one. And I'm thinking it's got to do the same thing. I have to do the same thing this year and hope that it decides that, you know, when he goes and tests it, that he, you know, that it doesn't decide to turn the lights back on again. Because one of the ones that also is related to that is that it keeps popping up saying that, you know, like, you know, catalytic converter. And I'm like, I am not spending that kind of money for, you know, a vehicle with
800 miles.
At least that. Now,
because odds are you probably have to replace everything from the cat back just to replace it. Well, depending on, now you might be able to go to a place like a true muffler shop where they'll be able to weld it together if you need to, but still, I mean.
Well, I can find somebody that can do that, but it's just, you know, it's diminishing returns here, you know, because the car.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a regular car, I wouldn't have any issues. You know, I'd throw one on there and get another year or so out of it. Because, I mean, you know, there's, you know, structurally, there's nothing wrong besides the fact that, like, well, it's probably riding on springs now.
See, the battery pack's probably shot too, huh?
Well, I ran a, like I said, I took it out for about an hour and a half ride last week. And when I got home, I ran, there's an app called Mr. Prius, which actually tests the battery packs for you. It runs you through a set of stuff that, you know, estimates what the battery pack's going to be. And it said I still had 70% in that, which is pretty good.
Wow.
Well, remember, the 200, you know, it's got 220,000 on there, but it's also, that's 200,000, you know, miles of me driving strictly highway for it.
Yep.
You know,
so what do you want to replace it with? Like,
well, it's up to me. It's up to me, actually. I want a Bolt, actually. But
full electric, but full electric.
Does that actually work fine for me going back and forth to work?
Right.
And see, putting a level 2 in front of it, you know, in front of the house is not that expensive.
Right.
You know, it's actually probably half of the money for putting that in there and actually getting the electrician to put a 220 line out front for me. But
I might actually, I'm almost to the point where I could probably park 2 cars in the garage. That's one of our projects we did last weekend, was I cleaned a whole bunch of shit out of the garage. Now, that's what, over the weekend, I got one of them waste management dumpster bags.
Yeah.
Dumpster
and I went, bag.
Yeah, and I'm going to fill that up with all the carpet scraps and stuff from when we did the flooring, as well as anything else that I can fit in the damn thing.
You know what surprises me about that? Well, when I had to clean out my parents' house, like, the cost to get a dumpster bag was not that much cheaper than getting a dumpster.
Yeah,
cost, really?
For last time I got one, it was 35, I think, for the bag or something like that.
And 150 for the pickup.
And 150 for the pickup, yeah.
Right, and that's, yeah, which is not horrible. Now, granted, if I actually have 2 of them, I bought one just recently. Then we were in the garage cleaning out, and I'm like, oh, there's another one that we never filled up. So, but I mean, you know, so I just want to get rid of all that stuff, You know, plus I got a box full of carpet track pack strips that Misty and I pried up before we had the guy come in and do the flooring. And it just needs to be gone. So, and then if I did get an electric car or something like that, before I park it in the garage, one of the things I would do is I'd fix the one garage door and get openers on both of them. I only got openers on the one on the left, and that one's been for 15 years, has been, or probably longer than that, actually. When Luke was 2 or 3, I had that shut and I had it locked, and Dingus hit the button. So, oops. So the door, it's still, I mean, the top panel's cracked. If I could find a way that I can just buy a top panel, that's probably what I would do, but I'll probably just pay someone to put a whole new door in it.
Unless you find somebody who's replacing a door.
Right. So, and unless I can, you know, and hopefully I can still get one that matches the other one. I mean, I don't care if the color doesn't match. I'll paint them both, you know. But, you know, I'll get some sort of, actually what I'd probably do is I'd probably get some dark green paint so I can match my front door, which is dark green. But at the time, they would only let us put, for some reason, they didn't want us to put dark green on the garage door when we built the place. I don't know why. But I can do it now. I'll just have to buy the paint after I get the garage door fixed. So, but right now it's shut. I don't care. We don't open it. So, and the only way from the street, the only way you can tell it's messed, you really can't tell it's messed up from the street. If you walk up close to it, you can see the crack at the top where the opener hit it and pulled it, but I was so pissed that day. Kids and animals, they fuck your house up. It's like, we weren't even in it a day. It wasn't a day. No, we've been in it for a while. And either for Luke's birthday or for something, my brother brought him and his wife and his kids up, and they weren't even there a half an hour, and my niece Kaylee grabbed that ink pen and scribbled all over them all. And I'm like, I was so mad. But, oh well, that would, I don't care anymore. now I'm like, we'll clean it and we'll paint it, no biggie.
Way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what,
if I don't get the part for the wood chipper, I think that's what we're doing is painting this weekend.
The part for the wood chipper, and he's going to start chipping people. Find the wood chipper murders out in Ohio.
Nah, that'd be too messy, man.
What? Just hose it out.
Just hose it out. That's funny.
And depending on whether or not you like the person you're trying to wood chip, you put them through head first. If you don't like them, you put them through feet first.
Now, remember last week I was talking about that Apple IIc I was bidding on eBay there, Dan?
Yes.
It finished at $400.
Well, I guess you didn't go for it, huh?
What do you want?
No. Apple IIc.
Do I have 2Cs or I have the other one down the basement?
Well, you got to
come get them, but...
That's a long drive.
Yeah, it's not worth driving up there.
It's cheaper than $400.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's free, right?
And if you want, for that price, I'll throw in the monitor, too.
Ooh, is it the color or the monochrome?
I do not know. I've never turned it on. I got it from Link. And I just think they're in the basement. and at this point in time, I need fucking room.
Whoa, wait a second. Well, that wasn't one of the ones that he got from me, was it?
I have no clue where he got them.
I bet you it probably was.
Because we... Holy crap, this goes way back. But... Man, I remember... Was it Link who had... He had a storage facility. He had rented a storage garage, I think.
I got this out of his basement when he left, when he moved out of Easton.
When he moved to Downingtown.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I pretty much remember this. I think we got a truck at some point, and all the, like, they were just throwing out the apples where I work. And we came along and picked up a bunch of them and took them to this storage facility and then gave them all away.
See, what you should have done is put the damn things on eBay, man. Well, you made, like, a bunch.
This was like 20 years ago almost. This was back. Like,
see, for me, I don't have time to, like, play on eBay. I don't have the patience to do that, and then I gotta box everything up, and none of that shit is light.
It's those things are freaking heavy as hell.
No, they are.
I mean,
you
want to, you know, like, try to ship a monitor to somebody. I mean, unless, like, you're local and gonna pick this damn thing up, I ain't shipping it nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, I've got that. I've got the Commodore monitor too down there for the C64s and C128s.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a shitload of those too from him, Link. Yes.
Now, maybe I'll just wait till the Commander X16 switch ships. Have you heard of that yet?
Have not. But like I said, if you want the stuff, you just got to come out and get it. That's all.
Now, the Commander X16 is David Murray, otherwise known as the 8-bit guy.
Yes.
It's his dream 8-bit computer based on a Western Digital 6502. It's got Commodore Basic version 2. And basically, it's completely modernized. I believe it has, I want to say, I thought it had USB. If it doesn't have USB, it has PS2 for keyboard connections. And you can download an emulator now.
Because he's got a bunch of channels.
David Murray. Yeah, he's got the two channels that I know the most with him is 8-bit guy, which used to be called the iBook guy back in the day. And now he has 8-bit guy and 8-bit keys.
I could have swore I saw him one time on doing a thing on with guns as well.
Sure, it wasn't Prius, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I saw it. I'm like, oh, I recognize that person, but I never saved it. And, you know, that was it, you know.
But, yeah, so I want to say I think it will run C64 software, I think. I'm not 100% sure, though. But they're basically going to make it so that not only could you run the old stuff, but you can run and write new stuff for it as well. So that, we were talking about it because he posted a, and I shared this past week. You know, it didn't come out.
That was the Airgun channel he had. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. But he did a video series on basically all of the Commodore computers, including the C128. And I posted that, shared that video, and then what's-his-face, Gomer X, shared that. And I've known of this, the Commander X16, but I just, you know, I haven't really paid attention to it because it's really, I don't even know how close it is to shipping yet. But, I think my only thing is once it ships, he's going to want like $400, I think, for it. And it's like, I'll just go find a used 664 to play that stuff, or just fire up my Atari.
You can help you there too.
Yeah,
we can help you there too. Again, it just it's come out and get it.
If I had the true space, I would basically set up my own home museum with an Atari 800XL. See, I wouldn't do everything. I'd get everything. I'd probably get that. I'd do an Atari ST.
What are all the games I got from you, Dan?
I know you got, you got my Jaguar, didn't you? You got
I believe so, yeah.
And my Nintendo 64 and the Super Nintendo, didn't you?
I don't know exactly where those. I haven't come across those boxes yet. Because basically I'm getting kicked out of my computer room. So I'm trying to build another. Well, I'm trying to store another entire room in the basement that doesn't have any room in the first place. So I keep moving stuff around. Like I came across the Commodore stuff and the Apple stuff. I'm not sure where. Like I said, I know I got stuff from you, Dan, but I don't know where the hell it went to.
Yep.
Probably just in a box I have or in a tub I haven't moved yet.
Now the first one of the things I've been thinking about doing is you can get a I just need to find the old monitor. Well, they have a monitor cord for the Atari that takes it out to composite video for the Atari 8-bits. So I want to get one of those, and I want to get either get or build. I'm not sure which. Lothrec has the SIO to SD, so basically it has an Atari SIO port on one side, and on the other side it has an SD card slot, which you can load floppy images on. And you can load them on the Atari just like if it was a floppy. Because one of the problems of floppy-based computers is that the of all the stuff that doesn't hold up, the floppy drive is probably the one, the worst offender. Because the parts on a floppy just wear out and it gets to the point where it starts to shred the disks. Probably the most common thing that happens in those is the belts just disintegrate because they're just rubber, you know, so, and not very thick rubber as it is. So a modern alternative is probably a better alternative. The only kind of downside to it is if you can't find a floppy image for the software you want to use. So, but eventually I want to get that hooked up and put it at the TV, hooked up to the TV in the living room, because you can get the composite to HDMI to do that. And if you find the Atari ZEGS or XEGS, or which is essentially the Atari 8-bit into a game system that came with a light gun and everything. And from my understanding with that light gun, too, is it will even work with an HDTV, unlike most, like the Nintendo light gun will not work with a modern TV. The Atari one will, apparently.
Hmm.
Which I watched a video where it said that. I'm like, oh, I quite found that quite interesting. So, but the Atari, the ZEGS is essentially is an Atari 8-bit computer. And it can act as a standalone console, but you can, of course, hook up a keyboard up and all the other. I think most of the peripherals you can hook up to it. The only thing that might not be there is some of the expansion port that was on the back on many of the Atari computers, I think, isn't on that. But generally, in most of the Atari computers, the expansion port really never was used. It was all SIO peripherals. And SIO is great because really you only ever needed one port on the computer because you can daisy chain things. So you can have like a cassette, a printer, and a disk drive all connected to one port. So, and some of the ideas they had back in the day were far superior to what we have now, as far as I'm concerned. But we'll see someday.
Yeah, start wrapping things up. Go ahead. Sorry,
I'm going to wrap it up myself here.
It is time.
I need to go down and make myself a cup of coffee.
What, you not going to bed yet?
Bedtime.
That's before I always go to bed. I always have coffee. And actually, I get to stay up late because I'm not commuting anymore. I'm still working from home, so.
Yeah, that is the great thing, and I've done for the last 6 years, is I basically get up maybe an hour before I have to work, and the only reason I do that is because I want a coffee and usually a shower before, and sometimes I don't do the shower.
I've been lifting weights early in the morning.
Yeah!
Seems to be a little bit easier to get it done then.
Absolutely.
Then,
you don't have anybody bothering
the rest of the family. Yeah. You know, I'm the only one crazy enough to wake up at 6 a.m. And so it's perfect to get an hour to myself where I can lift weights.
Cool. I need to see if I can find a 3D printing plan to make a bracket for my bike for when I ride my bike for my phone.
Yeah, there are some out there.
I just printed them.
But I don't think they're all that expensive either. I mean,
even if I don't say even if I bought one, I seen some bags. Actually, that's kind of what I prefer anyway for that, is they have a bag where they'll have a clear pocket on the top, so you just stick the phone in that. But I need to get back on that more. Although I don't know when our gyms are opening back up. I know some things are opening back up next week. And I would go. I walked into Meijer and I found little bottles of Germix. They're like liquid gold, man.
Yeah, I need to find some.
Good luck with that. I think probably your best shot would be to hit Sam's Club or Costco on the weekend, like right when they open, like right after the senior hour.
Yeah, so far not so good on that one. So I've been up there a couple times, ain't had nothing.
No, this evening before dinner, I ran over to Kroger's to grab some stuff to go with my burgers, some fries. And what took a trip, I didn't buy any or need any, but I took a trip down the paper products aisle, and they were fully stocked, man.
Yeah, it's always an up and down thing around here, but.
Meat was a little harder to find, but still not hard to find. As long as you weren't picky. See, that's kind of one reason why a few weeks ago I was glad I bought that big old box of hamburgers.
All right, I got to play this out.
Yeah. Right.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're doing the window manager show. I was traveling down window manager lane again looking at all this stuff. So I'm absolutely for that.
I'll talk to the rest of the team this Saturday.
Okay.
And I'll let you know something on Wednesday.
All right. Everybody have a safe week. Congratulations again, Alan.
Thank you.
Yay. And
everybody have a good one. Here are your promos. We'll see you in 1 week, 7 days. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Good night.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Oh my god,
it's Hacker
Public Radio! Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Haunty Magoo 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com. IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
No, it looks like they turned the heater back on in my house.
Ooh-hoo.
Listen to that go.
I had to turn mine on this morning. At least I got the guy out. We had a little warmer day earlier this week, and I got the guy out and had him clean out the air conditioner, so it's working better now.
Well, that's good.
It's working real good. Probably the best it's worked in years. I think I just need to set a schedule and change a freaking furnace vent out. And I might take a hose out in the back and squirt the condenser down about once a month just to get all the dirt and shit out of it.
All right, nobody wants to hear this loud shit. I'm going to turn off.
Yeah, man.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Goodnight. For me, I'm using it mostly for the knee hinge L stuff, so which I've done it 2 days in a row. We'll just see if it does anything.
Not to change the subject, but how the hell do I turn off this stupid thing that tells when everybody comes in and out of the channel? Where the hell is that moment?
The text to speech.
It's a notification under configure. It is.
Look for text to speech. I think right. It's saying.
Yeah, I turned that. I was turned on. Let's see if we got that, because I missed about half of what you said. Oh, because of that thing talking in my ear.
Uh-huh. That's all right.
Did you have to turn off? I forget. Is there a way to turn them all off at once, or do you have to unselect all the text to speech ones?
I don't know.
I just have under configure. I just have one that says text to speech. I guess we'll find out if somebody else comes in and out of the channel. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what's the differences between Fire OS and Android, and I'm discovering not a whole heck of a lot.
It's a wrapper on top.
Yeah.
It's a wrapper that points to all things Amazon.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had two of those because I bought them a couple years back. When it was like, you know, buy two of them for like the price of one on QVC. I think my mom got them for me for Christmas. And, you know, like I said, they work, but then they just hit a point where they just go so damn slow. And it's sad because they're a nice size.
Yeah.
And for like reading and stuff, they're a nice size.
It reminds me a lot of my old Nexus 7, which I really, really liked.
I liked that until they pushed an update and turned that thing into a fucking brick for me.
Yeah.
And I even went and put, like, I forget what the, I put somebody else's OS on there. I can't remember who it was. And that only did, like, marginally speed it up. It didn't really do much past that.
Yep. One of the things I'm going to watch on Amazon Prime is I want to watch that TV, that show, Upload. Have you heard of that show?
I've heard. Just give me a second. I got to answer the phone here.
Oh, answer your phone.
Yo.
Hello. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
How you be?
Hi.
For me to poop on? Ha ha ha.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm here. Still here. Still here, Simba, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the storms roll in and out.
Well, at least somebody in my state government's trying to make it better. It's not our governor necessarily. But they did open up some things. And the mall is supposed to open up on the 12th. The one mall. Not that I would go there anyway, but I'm not scared to go there. It's just I don't like that mall. It's all the way up on the north side. I live in the south side. I don't care about that place. I just would like somebody at Great Circle USA to actually return my phone call so I can get the freaking fuel switch for my wood chipper.
Throw somebody through the wood chipper there?
Yeah, I bought one on Amazon.
Wait, we gotta start the show, Joe. We hear about the wood chipper sold story. That's what our fans are waiting for.
Not really. I just go to put gas in it and it just leaks all over the place, you know. Glorious.
All right, let's start the show. How you doing, Alan?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
How's the wife doing?
Doing good. Actually, you missed it. I'm daddy number two now.
Oh, I didn't realize it happened already. Yeah, I thought it was coming up in the summer.
He was a little early, but.
How's everything going?
Oh, it's doing good.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
He eats and sleeps. That's basically it right now.
He sleeps and poops, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to have your hands full the next couple of weeks, huh? Months.
Years. Yeah, I think it's more along the lines of years.
How's son number one doing?
He's doing good. He really likes him. Yeah, he really likes him. I figured the fighting will start once it's like, I want you to play with your toys.
There.
Sharing toys, and then that's when the fighting will really start. But right now, since all he does is pretty much, you know, sleep, and a little bit that he's awake, he's pretty much ready to eat at that point. So just really no issues there yet. But I'm sure those will come.
What's the age difference?
4 years.
Yeah.
That won't be too bad.
At least they'll still play with each other for a goodly number of years.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then they'll be best friends.
That's what we're hoping for.